Today's two passage, scripture passage is about calling stories. The first reading, the passage from the Gospel of Mark, showed Jesus calling his disciples, Simon and his brother Andrew, and also James, his brother John, while they were fishing. Our second reading in Exodus details the God's calling of Moses to lead God's people out of Egypt. While both stories are about calling, there is one big difference in two stories. As I read this text, please try to see what that difference might be. The first reading, Gospel of Mark chapter 1, verse 14 to 20, the founded in New Testament page 35 or 42. Now, listen to the word. After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The word of the Lord. Yes. Jesus called the fishermen to be his disciples, and they immediately followed him, leaving everything behind. Our next scripture reading is in Exodus, when the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. Moses, born a Hebrew, grew up in Egyptian court as a son of Egyptian princess. But now he is exiled in the wilderness for 40 years. God finally decided the time has come. God will send Moses to save the Israelites from slavery. So God appeared to Moses in the burning bush and revealed who God is and what he planned to do with God's people. And God told Moses, "Come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people out." And here comes Moses' response. Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 to 17. But Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor even now that you have spoken to your servant. But I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Then the Lord said to him, "Who gives speech to mortals? Who makes them mute or deaf, seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you are to speak." But he said, "Oh, my Lord, please send someone else." Then the anger of the Lord kindled against Moses and said, "What of your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know that he can speak fluently. Even now he is coming out to meet you. And when he sees you, his heart will be glad. You shall speak to him and put the word in his mouth, and I will be with you, your mouth, and with his mouth,
and will teach you what you shall do. He indeed shall speak for you to the people. He shall serve as a mouth for you, and I shall serve as God for him. Take in your hand this staff with which you shall perform the sign. The word of the Lord. Do you hear me all right? The microphone is on and off. The calling of Jesus' disciples and the calling of Moses. What was the biggest differences you heard in these two stories? Any guesses? Jesus called his disciples and God called Moses. What did you see the biggest differences? Exactly, that's right. The disciples, when Jesus called his disciples, I will make you fish for people, they just got up and followed immediately and leaving everything behind. Their boats, nets, and their father even. Every time I read these stories, I'm like, wow, how could they do that? Right? But what about Moses? Did he take his calling right away and left? No. He didn't even look that excited about the fact that God has chosen him to lead God's people. Considering Moses was arguably the greatest servant of God in the Old Testament, his response was kind of disappointing a little bit. Some very discouraging, in fact. Let's look at this story in more details. God appeared to Moses in the beginning was rather impressive when Moses saw the burning but not consumed the bush. He knew there was something extraordinary going on. God called Moses, Moses, I am the God of your ancestor. And I heard the cry of the Israelites, and I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people out. God knew all the hardships of God's people in Egypt. In fact, God always knows the hardships of God's people. Back then, even now, although no one else knew, God knows. And finally, God is going to do something about it with his people. Despite this grand introduction in burning bush, however, Moses' response was a little timid. Not that Moses didn't have a heart for Hebrew people. In fact, he considered the Hebrew as his own. Isn't that why he killed that Egyptian soldiers who was beating the Hebrew people and ran away to the wilderness and become exile? Not being a prince of Egypt anymore. Although he has a heart for his people, when God called Moses to be leaders of Hebrew, there was something holding him back. Here, Moses says to God, what if people don't believe me that you sent me? I don't even know your name. I mean, if we are going to go up against the greatest empire of the day, you ought to at least know the name of the one sending you, right? So God revealed God's own name to Moses, actually the first time in the Bible. Now, can you go? Moses came up with another excuse. What if people don't trust me? I am just an ordinary person without any power. So God showed Moses what Moses was able to do on this mission. In front of him, his staff turned into the snake and back to staff. Back to the staff. And when he put his hand in the garment, his hand becomes leprous. And then again, was restored. And even God said, if you pour a water from River Nile and pour onto ground, it will turn into blood. With all that power, now can you go? Then Moses finally admitted the real reason he was afraid to be a leader. But I am not good at speech, you know. God said, who gives speech to all people? Isn't it I? I will tell you exactly what you are to speak. Now, can you just go? Oh God, please send someone else. Now God is very angry. Don't you have your brother Aaron? He is a very good speaker. Take him with you and let him speak for you. But you must go. Even after God revealed God's sacred name to him the first time, even after he gained the power to perform the awesome miracles, he's hesitated to go because of he is slow of speech. Come on. Don't you think it's a little strange? When I read this passage, however, I understood exactly how Moses felt. Although he was a Hebrew, Moses grew up in Egyptian court. Therefore, Hebrew probably not his first language. And he would have gotten his education in Egyptian. And now God is asking him to lead Hebrew people. Those of us who speak English as a second language, we know how we feel about public speech. Ever since I felt God is pushing me into the ministry in English-speaking congregation, I brought the same questions and excuses like Moses so many times. Are you sure, God? Do you really want me to do this? Don't you know how long it takes for me to write a single sermon? And even if I preach, will people understand me? Whenever I try to turn away with my excuses, however, God kept calling me back into the ministry. Sisters and brothers in Christ, each one of us here, we hear the calling from God in some way or another. God called us to be Christians, followers of Christ. Jesus' ministry can take a small kind act to your neighbors, to your faithful decisions you make in your job, as well as being a leader of your church community. I see this church, Leonia, is blessed by many leaders who bring their own unique cultural background. Some of you may call to serve people in the culture which is not your own. Some of you may be terrified with the idea that you have to communicate with a language which is not your own. Just like Moses. But do you know what brought Moses out of his hiding place? Let's look at the text again. Exodus 4:14, if you have your Bible open. In verse 14, it says, "The anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, 'What of your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know that he can speak fluently. Even now he is coming out to meet you, and when he sees you, his heart will be glad.'" It was his brother Aaron, the presence of someone who stood by him, someone who was coming out and welcomed him with a glad heart. That was what moved Moses to go forward. Do you see your Aaron? Look around you. The people who sit in front of you and behind and sit next to you. Do you see you have many Aarons surrounding you? I understand you are going through some difficult time now. Saying goodbye to Reverend Gibbon must be very hard, let alone thinking of the uncertain future ahead of you. You might not help but think it was going just so well, but now what? But God has planned for you, a wonderful and beautiful plan. This is a time that you take courage, trusting your Aarons around you and being Aarons for each other. Without Aaron, Moses wouldn't be able to see himself doing all the great things he'd done. In fact, none of God's servants in the Bible were completely ready when they were called. Even Jesus' disciples who followed immediately, they didn't leave alone. Who did they bring with them? Their brother, their Aaron. Guess Jesus was smart that called them with their brothers. Although the disciples had no idea what they are signing up for, they could leave because they left with their brother. And God literally had to drag Moses out of the wilderness, but they accepted the call. Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt and established a covenant people. The disciples, after Jesus' death and resurrection, proclaimed the good news of gospel and built the foundation of the church. Neither Moses nor disciples were perfectly ready, but they were equipped by God while they did the task. Many times they made mistakes, but they trusted in God's judgment in calling, not their own judgment of whether they can do or cannot. Sisters and brothers in Leonia, we are chosen people, chosen to follow, chosen to serve. The blessing is that we are not alone. God has given us many Aarons that we could serve together. And God is calling you. What is your response? to God of all grace, who called you to get share God's eternal glory in union with the Christ, be the power forever. Amen. I